Okay, Shalom Rabosa, I hope all is well. Good Vach. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Ayin. We are here at the bottom of Samach Tes Amud Beis at the Mishnah. And again, once again, today's Shiras Bischus Refu Shleima for Nomi Meir, Rabbas Hashan Rivka Rezel, and for Rochel Nomi Bas Esther Chana. We should both have a Refu Shleima B'mehira. Amen. So the Mishnah says over here in the Mishnah bottom, Samach Tes Amud Beis, Emasai Mevi Chagiga Imo. When do you bring a Korban Chagiga with the Korban Pesach? Now, in general, this is not talking about the Korban Chagiga that exists in general, meaning there's a mitzvah to bring a Korban Chagiga every Yontif, right? Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And you have 8 days to bring it. This is not talking about that. I mean, that's what the Maseches Chagiga talks about, right? This is not that. This is something else that the Mishnah calls the Chagiga, and what the Gemara is going to call in today's daf the Chagiga of Arba Asar, right? The Chagiga of Erev Pesach, because apparently they used to bring a Korban Chagiga with a Korban Pesach sometimes. And that's what the Mishnah is asking. When do you bring a Korban Chagiga in addition to the Korban Pesach or an Erev Pesach? So that's the Gemara. The Mishnah says, "Bizman shehu ba bechol betahara uvemuat." If you bring it on the weekday, i.e., this korban chagiga is not tocha Shabbos, betahara, and everybody is tahor. Right? Again, you could bring the korban Pesach if everybody's tamei, but here you'd only bring this extra korban chagiga if everybody was tahor uvemuat. And if the korban Pesach, as Rashi writes, was not enough, if you look at Rashi, three lines up from the bottom, uvemuat shaya Pesach muat laachilas bnei chabura. The Korban Pesach was not enough to satisfy, right, for everybody in the group. You would eat the Korban Chagiga first, right, before the Korban Pesach. Pesach gemar svi osam. That the Korban Pesach would be the finishing touches, the end of the satiation, if you have to translate it literally. And therefore it will be good achila. Apparently, what do you see? Apparently, we see that there's a halacha that you need to eat the Korban Pesach ala svia, ala sovea, when you're about to be full. And if Tosos is here at the top of Ayin Amud Aleph, Tosos for Stuber Maskulav explains that it's a din d'rabbanan, a gzera because of shviras etzem, because there's a din and you're not allowed to break the korban pesach, break the bones rather, the korban pesach. So if you're so hungry and you're starving to get at the korban pesach, so the concern that you may come to, you know, get at all the meat on the korban, so you may come to break a bone. So in order to not have that, so you have to eat the korban pesach when you are full. So that's what was the purpose of this Korban Chagiga, to kind of round out and fill out the meal, right? If the Korban Pesach that you're bringing was not enough, if you had a big group, right? If the Korban Pesach itself was not enough for everybody, so this Korban Chagiga would help round everything out. Okay, so that's when you would bring the Korban Chagiga, this on Erev Pesach, when it was a weekday, right? It's not Tocha Shabbos, when everybody was Tohar, and if the Korban Pesach was not big enough. But it was Manjuhu Baba Shabbos B'mrubu V'tumah. Well, the opposite of those three things, if it's on Shabbos, or if it's the Korban Pesach is enough, or if everybody's talmais, then in mevi'in imo chagiga. Right, then you don't bring the Korban chagiga. Chagiga is a bar min atzom, min a bakar, min a kvasim, min a izim. Right, you could min a zchar, min a kevos. Right, you could bring this Korban from anything, from sheep, from cattle, from goats, from etc., from female sheep, right, male, female, etc., etc. Doesn't matter. V'nechalim l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. And it also, according to the Mishnah, we're going to see a dispute in the Gemara, but according to the Mishnah, so it also, it did not have the same properties in terms of the Pesach, right? The Pesach had to be either a sheep or a goat, and it had to be only 1 year old. Again, we'll see that in a second. This Mishnah doesn't talk about that detail, but the Gemara is going to talk about it. But here, this Korban Chagiga didn't have to be finished that night, right? You could also eat it the following day, right? Two days and one night. So you could eat it on the 14th, you could eat it the 14th at night, what amounts to the 15th. At night, and then the 15th during the day, right? Again, the Korban Pesach had to be finished that night. Okay. My Tana de Katani Chagiga. Now the Gemara asks, where in the world, and sometimes I wish the Gemara would ask this more often, but where in the world did we come to this topic? Right? Korban Chagiga that you bring with the Korban Pesach, right? What have we been talking about? We're talking about things that are Tocha Shabbos, things that are not Tocha Shabbos. So that's exactly what the Gemara answers, right? Tana Har Kavasa Vahavasa de Lo Tocha Shabbos. Right? We pointed out that a couple of the Rabbanans, right, carrying it in, carrying it on your shoulders or bringing it from Chutz L'Tchum, so that's, those two things are not Tocha Shabbos, right? If you remember, that was the last Mishnah. The Katani Nami Chagiga Tocha Shabbos, and the Chagiga, right, also is not Tocha Shabbos, and therefore we kind of taught those two back to back. This is what the Mishnah means to say. When do you bring the korban chagiga? When you bring it on a weekday when everybody's tahor and when the korban pesach is not enough to feed everybody. Now, this line in the Gemara is very strange because usually when the Gemara says hachikomar, right, they are changing what the Mishnah means. And this is basically exactly what the Mishnah says. This is really not much deviation whatsoever. So the Achronim talk about this, and they bring different terutzim. There is one terutz of the tzlach, if I'm not mistaken, that says that's a little bit difficult, but he says, if you look at the language, what's the hachikamar? If you look, what did it say? What did the Mishnah say? Ema samavi chagiga imo. So here, we're saying hachikamar. Ema samavian imo chagiga. So tzlach says that what we're trying to explain in the Mishnah is that you always bring the korban chagiga with the korban pesach. The question is, when do you bring it? You see that you bring it, then it's not docha Shabbos. You bring it on Friday. So if erev pesach falls on Shabbos, then you would bring it on Friday. So the meaning that it's just clarifying the schedule. It's not talking about necessarily whether you would bring it or not. Okay, that's gonna have you can have problems with that shita as you'll see in a second with the hemshach of the Gemara. But that's one of the tibbutzim that the Achronim bring. Okay. Amar Ravashi, Shmamina, we see from here that Chagigas Arbasar, again, that's the Korban Chagigah that we're talking about, Lav Chovahi, apparently it's not a Chovah, right? It's not a Chiyuv. Right? The Yisagadait, the Chovahi, Tasi B'Shabbos, Tasi B'Ruba, Tasi B'Tumah, Uvamuat. So meaning, and again, this is the problem, this is the line of the Gemara that's a problem, if you tell me that you always bring the Korban Chagigah with the Pesach, right? This Gemara, this line is very difficult. So, okay, fine, Eidech Hanami, so Ayin Sham. But anyway, the Gemara says, Ravashi says, we see from here that apparently this korban chagiga is not a chova. Right? You don't have to bring it. Because if it was a chova, so then you should bring it in the Yom Shach, and then for regardless of whether it's Shabbos, whether there's enough to eat, whether everybody is tamei, etc. Miu, my time asios. Okay, so fine. So then, why do you bring it? So kedetanya the kolendin abraisa chagiga haba yom pesach nechalas tchila kedei sheyeh pesach nechal al asova. Right. This is the point, as we pointed out before. We want the korban pesach to be eaten when a person is full. So therefore, right, that's why we bring it. Okay, fine. You can eat it for 2 days and one night. So the Gemara says, Masnisin Doloka Ben Tema. Our Mishnah is against Ben Tema, as we're going to see right now. Ben Tema disagrees with all the things that we said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah basically said, we bring this Korban Chagiga, but it's nothing like the Korban Pesach. Right, we bring it just to kind of fill everybody up, to make sure, right, to top everybody off, as they say. So, even though you kind of eat the Korban Chagiga first. Okay, probably that's the wrong phrase then. But either way, we bring it to fill everybody up. So Ben Tema is going to say, as we see in a second, that yeah, it has almost all of the same exact halachos as the Korban Pesach. So therefore, our mission is like not like Ben Tema. Titania like within the Brisa, Ben Tema, Omer, Chagiga, Haba, Me, Pesach, Harika, Pesach. Right, it's just like the Korban Pesach. It's only eaten on that night. But the regular Korban Chagiga, right, the normal Korban Chagiga that you bring Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, so that's Nechalas Hashnei Yom V'Layla Echad. Right, that's like is standard. Right, it's eaten for 2 days and one night. The Chagigas Arbasar, and the Chagiga of the 14th, meaning the Korban Chagiga you eat with the Korban Pesach, Yotzei Bo Mishum Simcha V'Enu Yotzei Bo Mishum Chagiga. That you're going to be, if you eat that, when you eat that on Yontif, so then you're Yotzei the Mitzvah of Yontif, Simchas Yontif, right? That's what we talked about, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, etc., right? That's the Mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. But you're not Yotzei the Chagiga, right? Again, as the Gemara points out, this is not the regular normal Korban Chagiga, it's something else entirely. You're not Yotzei the mitzvah of bringing a Korban Chagiga if you eat it on Yom Tov. Okay, so my time at the Ben Tema. What is the reason that Ben Tema says that the Korban Chagiga is like the Korban Pesach? K'demasni Rav l'chia brei. As Rav taught his l'chia, his son, v'lo yolin la'bokar zevach chaga pesach, right? The Pasuk says you shouldn't leave it over. Zevach chag zechagiga hapesach kemashmao. So it's referring, what's zevach chag hapesach? So zevach chag is referring to the korban chagiga, the pesach is the kemashmao. Vam rachmana lo yolin. Apparently the Torah says, you should not leave over. Now, Iboy Lehu, they ask the following question. Iboy Lehu Ben Tema. They want to know about Ben Tema Shita, necheles tzli or ino necheles tzli? Meaning, what they're going to say is, okay, I get that the pasuk connects the korban chagiga that you bring with the korban pesach to the korban pesach, but how close is that connection? Meaning, do you connect it all the way and all the halachas are the same? Or you're just saying that, you bring it with each other. And again, according to the, right, when he said, harehi kepesach, and it's only eaten for a day and a night, just like the Korban Pesach, is that only that detail or all across the board? So the first question we're going to ask is, well, is it roasted or is it not roasted? Meaning, does it have to be roasted, like the Korban Pesach, which has to be roasted? So, when the Torah connected the Chagiga to the Pesach, is that just for Lina? Meaning, in terms of how long you have to eat it? But not to tell me that you need to roast it? Maybe no, you do have to roast it, and it's connected across the board. So, Toshma, bring your proof. Right? In the text of the Manishtana that we have in the 10th parak, so the Manishtana is going to have this line in it. That's what they used to ask. Tonight, everything is roasted. And you see that this is Ben Tema Shita, that everything has to be roasted. Okay, so apparently you see that the Chagiga also has to be roasted. So therefore, Shema Minah. Ibailu, that's the following with the Ben Tema. Ba min ha-bakar, o ino min ha-ba min ha-bakar. Is it allowed to be brought from cattle, the Korban Chagiga? Right? Because again, the Korban Pesach only is sheep or goat. So ba min ha-kevos, o ino ba min ha-kevos. Can it be female? Because again, the Korban Pesach is male and has to be 1 year old. So do we apply that as well to the Korban Chagiga? And can the Korban Chagiga be 2 years old? Right? Just like, again, the Korban Pesach can only be one. So, ki akshay rechman ala pesach lemini de'achila, aval akom mili lo, odom ala shna. Right, again, did they extend the link between the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagiga that you bring with it to this as well? Meaning, yes, we agree that it can only be eaten for a day and a night, and it has to be roasted. I mean, that we established. That's limidi de achila. That's things related to eating. So is it their connection just in terms of how you eat it, or all the other halachos as well? So tashma we learned in a brisa, chagiga haba min pesach hari ka pesach. Right? It's considered to be like the Korban Pesach. Ba min atzon veino ba min abakar. Ba min azchar veino ba min anakevos. Ba min bas shnasa veino ba bas shtei shanim. Right, we see it's the Torah lists, the Brisa lists. It's like the Korban Pesach across the board. It can't be, can only be male. It has to be 1 year. It has to be, it's only eaten one at night, you know, for 1 day and 1 night. Excuse me. And it's only eaten roasted, only eaten for the people, the new of the people who are registered for it. So much like the Islay Hai Svara, who is the one who holds all this? That's Ben Tema. So therefore, Shema Minah, we see Kulo Milso Be'inan Shema Minah, that everything is included. Now, almost everything, we haven't mentioned everything. Ibalu, that's what about this? Leben Tema. Yesh ba mishum shviras etzem, o ein ba mishum shviras etzem. What about the din of breaking the bones? Right? Again, we're not allowed to break the Korban Pesach. So does that apply to the Korban Chagiga that you bring with it as well? Even though the Pesach, the Torah connected it to the Korban Pesach, Amakra bo, right? Etzem losish bru bo. You're not allowed to break a bone in it. Maybe that should teach me bo v'lo b'chagiga, that the only korban that you are not allowed to break a bone with, that is the Korban Pesach, but not the Korban Chagiga. Odoma, or maybe hi bo b'kosher v'lo b'pasul hudasa. Maybe bo is coming to teach me that's only a Korban Pesach that's kosher, you're not allowed to break a bone, but a Korban Pesach that's pasul, you are allowed to break a bone. So what is that coming to teach me? So Toshma, I'll bring you a proof. Sakin shenimtzeis bar basar. Let's say you find a knife on the 14th of Nisan. So the din is shochet bat miyat. We don't know where this knife has been. We don't know if it's tamay, if it's tahar, right? So then if it's been tovold, etc. So we don't know what its status is. But you are allowed, according to the Brisa, if you found it on the Erev Pesach, we assume that it's tahor. I mean, again, it's just like a person who's tamay needs to go to the mikvah and needs harif shemesh. So too for an item that is tamay as well. So if you dip the knife, for example, let's say for example the knife was tamay, you would also need to wait for a night for it to be ready to be used. So if you find a knife on the 14th of Nisan, we assume that is tahor. I mean, we assume that again, everybody's going to be shechting korban pesach. Right? You find a knife, misdama, it's going to be fine. So shochet b'miyat. Therefore, you can shecht it right away. But if you find a knife the day before, meaning on erev pesach, so then shona umat. Well, then you have to go dip it again in the mikvah, right, and wait for the next following day. Right, and then you know, mistama, then you can use it. Right, again, and that's fine because you found it on the 13th. You dip it in the mikvah. You wait for the nightfall, and then on the 14th is when you have to shech the Korban Pesach. So everything is fine. But now here's the important part: kofis. Let's say you find a meat cleaver. This is a knife that can break bones. Right, it's for breaking up an animal that's already, not for shechita, but it's an animal that's already been shechted for chopping it up. So what do you do? Bein bazeh, shonu matbel. Regardless whether you find it on the 14th or the 13th, you have to dip it in a mikveh and wait for the nighttime, etc., etc. Right? Again, you're not allowed to break the bones of the Korban Pesach, so that's going to be the important point. So money. So whose shita is this? Elim Rabbanan. If you're telling me it's the Rabbanan, so Mishnah Sakin de Matbil, right? The Chazi of the Pesach. Right? What's the difference between a knife and a cleaver? It's because the knife needs to be used for Shecht Korban Pesach, and a cleaver is irrelevant. So therefore, but Kofitz Nami. But 1 second, the cleaver is also necessary. Why? Because Chazi the Chagiga. Because it also can be, you know, you're allowed to chop up the chagiga, right? Again, according to the Chachamim, the only link between the chagiga and the Pesach is that you bring it together. Right? You don't actually, all the Rabbanans say that you're allowed to chop up the bones. The chagiga, there's no kasha, right? There's no issue for sure, right? The only question is maybe Ben Tema holds that you can't chop off the chagiga. So I'll allow the Ben Tema. Therefore, it must be talking about Ben Tema. Right? Apparently, what do you see? That if there's a difference between, if there's a shaila, whether you can use the, what's it called, the cleaver itself, so then it must be talking about betema. And we see shmamina yeshba mishum shvira etzatzam. Apparently the chagiga is not allowed to break, you're not allowed to break the bones of korban chagiga, because if you can tell me that it's tamei, right, so then we're concerned, right, again, that you're not going to use it. Mistama, 1 second, hold on, sorry. Right, because if the Mishnah is going to say that the cleaver is tamei, whether you found it on the 14th, because mistama, there's no need for a cleaver on the 14th. Because if you can tell me that if you find the cleaver on the 14th, mistama is tamei, it's because the owner didn't bother to tovel it on the 13th. Right? Because there's no point, he's not rushed, he doesn't need it. So mistama, he could have waited for the 14th, right, and dipped it in the mikvah, and it could have been ready for the 15th when he needs to, I don't know, to shecht something else or whatever, or to break some bones from something else. But mistama, right, the only one who holds that you're not allowed to break the korban, possibly holds you that you're not allowed to break the korban chagiga, is ben tema. So therefore, this has to be ben tema's shita. And therefore, you see that since the cleaver, we assume the cleaver is tame, and therefore the guy didn't bother to tovel it on the 13th. So therefore, we see that there is no need for a cleaver on the 14th, i.e., you're not allowed to break the bones of the Korban Pesach or the Korban Chagiga that you bring with it. So Gemara says, lo, really? No, that's not necessarily true. Lo lemar Rabbanan, we could go on Shabbat B'Shabbos. No, it could be that the case over here that we're not breaking any bones is because Erev Pesach was on Shabbos, right? And there is no Korban Chagiga. I've had Mitzvatani Seifa, but then the end of the Mishnah, what about the end of the Mishnah? Right. Again, the end of the Mishnah says Chal Arba Solios B'Shabbos, right? If then, meaning we have all these halachos, and then if Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, implying that the first part was not when the Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. That's okay, just to read the rest of the Mishnah. Right? If it fell out on Shabbos, then Shochet B'Miyad, you can use the knife immediately. Of a Chamishasar, and if you found the knife the cleaver rather on the 15th, then Shochet B'Miyad, right? I guess the knife. So if you're doing Shechita, as if you find the knife on the 15th, so then you're shechting it. Right? You can shech right away. Right? We assume that it's already been tovel in the mikvah. And Nim says Kofis Kshur Lasakin. Then Harikasakin, right? And if you find them tied together, so Mistama, they have the same status, right? We assume it's like a knife that they tovel because they're attached. But apparently, what do you see? Michal de Reshalav, Mishabas Haskinan. Apparently, right, you can't tell me that the first part of the Mishnah is talking about when Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. So Ella, so the Gemara says, no. Shabbat, what's the case? Bimaruba. The case is where you had a big Korban Pesach, and therefore you didn't need the Korban Chagiga. Therefore, you didn't need a cleaver, right, to chop off the Korban Chagiga. So the Gemara says, Minayadi. Wow, how do you know what Korban Pesach this was used for? Right? How would you know also on the 13th, right, whether you need a Korban Chagiga? Right? Usually lists are ever changing, right? People can sign up for the Korban Pesach, right, up until the last minute. So how would you know on the 13th when you had to tovel the cleaver and to make it tahor? How would you know whether you needed a Korban Chagiga or not? So Gemara says, Ela Shabbat Batuma. Rather, no, maybe the case is where it was tame, where the Korban Pesach, everybody was tame, and therefore there was no chagiga. So Gemara says, it's still, sof sof menayode, right? How do you know that everybody's going to be tame? Right? What, mechatesi? Again, it wasn't a scenario where everybody was tame a week before and they had no paraduma, right? Mistama, how would you know that everybody would be tame? So Gemara says, the case is the mace nasi. It must be with the case where the nasi passed away. As Rashi points out, it's a chiyuv, everybody's going to come to the Levaya and mourn for him and be misabel. The problem with that, which is Rashi says a little bit clearer, the mitzvah of the Chol Yisrael is asik bo. The mitzvah is on all Yisrael to deal with the mace, and that would make ensure that everybody's going to be tummy. Now, practically, I'm really not sure how that works. I mean, just you know, if anybody's been at a really, unfortunately, at a really big levaya, I remember I wasn't there, but I saw the pictures at Rav Avadia's levaya. You know, there was something like 500,000-600,000 people. All the streets are lined, right, with people. I don't know how in the world everybody becomes tummy. How does everybody come to the bira, to the mace, and lisasek bows? I'm not sure how that works practically. Like, why? Again, I haven't really had time to research it, but I'm not sure why. If the nasi passed away, right? I understand levaya is going to be in a big hall, but not everybody's getting inside the building to become tummy mace. Right? There are many hundreds of thousands of people who are not going to make it. So, okay, so the case is, I guess, Mistama, then there was some understanding. Maybe, I don't know, they would pass by the bira and everybody would handle it in some way. I'm not sure. But okay, so the case is demes nasi, and everybody's going to be tummy. So the Gemara says, one second, demes nasi emas. Well, when did he die? Elim a demes b'shalasha. So if he died on the 13th, so sakin lamali l'mitzvah. So then you don't need to dip the knife in the mikvah, right? Then everything's going to be tummy anyway. Fellow demes bar bazar. But if you tell me that it's on the 14th, so mashna sakin dematbil, mashna kovitz l'matbil. So then there's no difference between a knife and a cleaver, right? Everything is going to be, right? No one would know. Right? Meaning on the 13th, everybody would think that everything's going to be tahor. So, Mistama, he would have thought he needed a tahor cleaver. If he passed on the 14th, so then, okay, it's already too late. So you can't fix it. So the Gemara says, lo, tzricha, the nasi goseis bo shalashazra. The case is where the nasi is on the, you know, about to pass away, right? A goseis is someone who's about to leave the world. So he's a goseis on the 13th, and sakin dechad sveka matbele. And for the knife, we have one suffix, meaning we know whether we're going to need it. The question simply is whether it's going to be the suffix or not. Betumah or not, meaning either if the nasi is alive, so then the korban pesach will be brought betahara. If he passes away, it's going to be brought betumah. So there's only one suffik, or meaning that we definitely need, so he's going to be tovel the knife. But for the cleaver, but kofetz the trace svike, the kofetz has two svekos. Right? If the nasi passes away, so there's no korban chagiga. Right? But even if he's alive, you don't necessarily need the cleaver. You don't necessarily need the korban chagiga because maybe you have a big korban pesach. So you have, then you have two svekos, right? Therefore, lo matzbila, then he's not going to tovel it. So that's what we're talking about over here, and therefore that doesn't impact our question, right? Again, if you remember, whether Ben Tema holds that you're allowed to break the bones of the korban chagiga that you bring on the 14th or not. Okay, fine. Now, Tana will end the Braisa. Yehuda ben Dortai Pireshu. He separated himself. Pireshu v'Dortai b'no. He separated himself and Dortai, his son, right? Obviously, he named his son after his father. V'halach v'yashav lo b'dorim. And he went to dwell in the south. And now I think it's the Achronim who debate whether he was a tzaddik or he was an apikoros. But he has, you'll see in a second, he had a different shita than the Rishonim here. And he couldn't accept the fact that his shita wasn't being accepted, and he kind of went and settled in the south so that he wouldn't have to come bring the Korban Pesach. He would be too far, right? He wouldn't have to deal with bringing the Korban Pesach and these potential halachic pitfalls where he disagreed, as you'll see in a second, with the majority opinion. So Amar, he said, apparently he held that you should bring the Korban Chagiga on Shabbos. He said, meaning what he wanted to do, right? He said, maybe Eliyahu Hanavi will come and say, right, why didn't you bring the Korban Chagiga? So Mahin Omrim Lo. So what are they going to say to him? Timihani, Al Shnei Gdoli Ador. I'm shocked that the Gdoli Ador, Shemai Ve'Altalion, right? Again, we referenced them a couple of dafim ago. I'm shocked that the Gdoli Ador, Shein Chacham Gdolim V'Darshanim, that they're tremendous Tamil Chachamim. Darshanim Gdolim as well. V'lo Amr Lel Yisrael Chagiga Dochas Shabbos. And they told Am Yisrael that you don't bring the Korban Chagiga that comes with the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, right? Again, that's the position of the Mishnah, that you don't bring this Korban Chagiga along with the Korban Pesach if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So this year, Mary Bana Beis HaMikdash, so we won't bring this extra Korban Chagiga with the Korban Pesach because it falls out on Shabbos. So you see, again, it probably lends credence to the fact that he was an apikoros, because he was saying that, maybe he was whatever, but he said, I can't believe these Gedolei Dor didn't paskin like me. Well, maybe you should probably adjust your shita then, right? Or halacha v'rabim, right? Halacha k'rabim. what I say, yochid v'rabin, halacha k'rabin. Right, again, if you're outnumbered, so that's no need to be shocked at their opinion. Right, again, yes, your drusha seems good, as we're going to see in a second, but they didn't darshan like that. So, okay, so that's the whatever the rabbanim say. There's also a concept of accepting what the rabbanim, what the rov poskim say. All right, anyway, so he didn't want to be involved in the shita. He thought that refraining from offering the korban chagiga on Shabbos was inappropriate, so therefore he separated himself from the equation and just settled down south, and he couldn't get to the Beis HaMikdash in time, and therefore he did Pesach Sheni, but he didn't have to worry, right? Although, mathematically, if Erev Pesach, no, I guess it doesn't fall out on Shabbos. All right, either way. So, all right, he took himself out of the equation. Amar Rav, Rav says, my time at the Ben Dertoi, what's his drasha? Why does he say that you bring the Korban Chagiga even on Shabbos? The Pesach says, V'zavach, the Pesach L'Hashem L'Kachat Tzon U'Bakar. You should shach the Korban Pesach to Hashem Tzon U'Bakar. Well, that should raise your antennas, right? Because you can't shecht a bakar for a Korban Pesach. Right? V'lo ein Pesach ela min ha'ksavim u'min ha'izim. Min ha'kvasim min ha'izim. You can only bring Korban Pesach from sheep and goats. Ela tzon ze Pesach bakar. Zuch ha'giga. Apparently, what do you see? The sheep is referring to the Korban Pesach, and the cow, the bakar, is referring to the Korban Chagiga. V'am rachman of a zavach the Pesach. Right? And the Torah says, you should shecht it, right? I.e., you should bring it together. Right? So that they're the same. So apparently you see that you should bring it on Shabbos as well. Other Ravashi, Ravashi says, but on time with the Prushim Niku v'Nifrosh, why are we wasting our time trying to explain his Shita? Right? He was Poresh, he separated himself from the Gaha. Well, again, this is giving credence that he wasn't such a tzaddik. So Ela Kra Kidder of Nachman who does it, right? Now, how do we darshan that pasuk? It's Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Menayim Lemosar HaPesach Shekarav Shlomim. How do you know that an extra Pesach, meaning if you separated a goat to be a Korban Pesach, and then you lost it, and then you separated another one, and then all of a sudden you found it, all of a sudden you have two Korban Pesachs. So how do you know that the extra one can be brought as a Shlomim? Shnember is a Pesach says, V'zavach the Pesach, L'shem ha'mkachash tzon u'bakar. V'chi Pesach min ha'bakar bo, how it does, what is this, what's the cow with the Korban Pesach? What's going on over here? V'halo in Pesach ba, ela min ha'kvasim u'min ha'izim, right? You can only bring a Korban Pesach from sheep and goat. Ela, rather, what does it teach me? That mosar ha'pesach yehe l'dover ha'ba min ha'tzon u'min ha'bakar. That this extra, what's it teaching me? It's teaching me that this extra Korban Pesach can be for something that can be brought from tzon or bakar, namely a shlamin. That's what you do with an extra carbon pesach. For Rabbanan, my time of Dochei Shabbos. Right, so the Gemara now. The Gemara asks a good question: right, why isn't it Dochei Shabbos? Right, that's it seems the mission says it's not Dochei Shabbos. We never gave me a reason. Right, Vada korban tzimuru. It's definitely a korban tzimur, and that should be brought on Shabbos. Now this line is very difficult. As Rashi says over here, what do you mean a korban tzimur? We're talking about the korban chagiga that is brought with the korban pesach to make sure that everybody eating the korban pesach is full. So what do you mean it's a korban tzibur? If you look at Rashi, I can never find anything. Is it not here in Rashi? Ah, sorry. Okay, so first, I guess this is important, yeah. Oh, there it is. If you look at Amay Lo Doches Shabbos, right? Why isn't it Doches Shabbos? So here, Afilu Chagigas Chamishasar. We're even talking about the Korban Chagiga, the normal Korban Chagiga. Why is that not? That's not brought on Shabbos, right? That's not Doches Shabbos. So the question is, why not? Right? V'havadei Korban Tzibur, it's for sure Korban Tzibur. D'ha'asi v'kinufa, kipesach uzman kavuhu. It's brought by the masses, right? By most people. Now that's a very, very strange thing to say that it's a korban tzibur because everybody's bringing it. Right? Usually a korban tzibur we view as the korban tamid, which is for everybody, owned by everybody. Usually, korban pesach, we call the korban pesach a korban tzibur because everybody's bringing it. That's a little bit weird. And it's at a set time. Okay. All right. Either way, a little bit strange line of the Gemara, but fine. So the Gemara says, so I'm Rabbi Eloi, meaning why isn't Doche Shabbos? I'm Rabbi Eloi. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Safra, because he Rabbi Yehuda ben Safra says, "Amar Kral the Pasuk says, 'V'chagosem oso chag l'Hashem shivas yomim.' Right, you should have the chag, right? V'chagosem oso chag. It's a verb. Right, should have the chag, meaning you should bring the korban chagiga for 7 days. B'shana shivas shemim b'shana. So seven days a year. So the Gemara says, 'Shiva shmona have it. Really, you have 8 days to bring the korban chagiga. Right, Sukkos is that's the Pasuk is talking to Sukkos. Right, there are 8 days of Sukkos. So the Gemara says, "Ela mikan lechagiga she'ina dogas leShabbos." Apparently, what do you see? You have 8 days to bring it because one of those days, right, is going to be Shabbos. You're also allowed to bring it. You're also allowed to bring it Shmini Atzeres, but that's exactly the point. Meaning you're allowed to bring it for 8 days. But one of the days really where you're only allowed to bring it for 7 days, because one of the days is going to be Shabbos. Ki also Ravin, when Ravin came, so Amar, he said, Amarti lefnei rabosai pamim shiat amotzi el shisha, kigom shechal yotes harishon shel chag Shabbos. Ravin said that sometimes you won't even be able to bring this korban chagiga for 6 days. Right? Meaning sometimes you'll only be able to bring it for 6 days because the first day is going to be Shabbos, the last day is going to be Shabbos, right? And then you got 6 days in between. So Rabbi said, lovely, but Avin tichla lema ki hamilsa. Would Ovin really say this? Ovin literally means Ovin. Unfortunately, Rachman al-Islam, Ravin's children died when he was alive. So they said this, Ovin, who was childless, right, it was a very harsh thing that he said to them, said he can't believe that that Ravin, who had no kids, right, meaning because his kids died when he was alive, as Rashi says, right, if you're Kovar's Bonafide, right, his Rachman al-Islam, lo aleinu, right, he buried his children. So, meaning Abayah, who said, would Ravin really say this? No way, impossible, because Shmora lo mishkach is a klal, shiva asya barov shanim. That really 7 it happens on most years, right? 8 it's impossible for it to be brought on 8 days because obviously you have Shabbos in between, and usually it's 7. So therefore, the pasuk is talking about the normal situation. It's not going to say meaning that question that meaning that was really a question that Ravin quote unquote was asking sometimes you have it for 6 days. So why doesn't it mention that as well? So Abaye was simply saying, well, 7 is the normal occurrence. You bring the korban chagiga, you have 7 days to bring it on Sukkot, right? 1 day is Shabbos, and therefore it's docha Shabbos. Okay, Shkoyach Gadol Rabosai. We'll go fight you in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.